I want to ask you now to open up your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 20. You've heard of speed dating? This is going to be speed preaching. The book of Hebrews more or less ends with its theology here, with what we call a benediction. And a benediction is a pronouncement of blessing, expressing a prayer that God would grant some good things to someone. There's about 28 benedictions in the Bible, and they're all great. This is just one of them. So if I can ask you to stand for the reading of God's word, like we always do, in the reverence and awe that God is speaking to us personally right now. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Now remember, this prayer is being prayed for a group of people that are most likely in or around Rome, certainly in Italy, who are undergoing persecution at the moment. This is probably in the early 60s AD. And what's coming, they don't know it, what's coming is the further persecution of Nero, where he lit the, where he was rooting out Christians, covering them with pitch and lighting them up in his garden. He was throwing them to the lions and the tigers. This is the persecution that they're under and will go under. And this might seem very foreign to us. We've got a problem at the other end. Life is so good for us in America. We have all kinds of things to take our eyes off of Jesus. We got the same problem, it just looks different. So this prayer is for us as much as it is for them. So in verse 20, the foundation of the blessing he's asking is his peace, the peace of Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of great turmoil, which we are in right now, even in the midst of great wealth, which we're in the midst of right now, even in that, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can have peace. Because we have peace with God, and we have the peace of God. And because of his eternal covenant that he's made with us, that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he will not lose one. We will be with him eternally. There's no other covenant that's going to replace this one. It's an eternal covenant, go on forever and ever and ever. And we will be with him in that kingdom that will not be shaken. Because he's given us his risen shepherd, the one who was brought back from the dead, to prove that there is life after death, and to prove that we will rise again with Jesus Christ, that all that he has preached is true. It's been proven to us. And there lies basically the synopsis of 12 chapters of stupendous theology about Jesus and what God has done through him. So what's the blessing that's being asked for in verse 21? Well, really, three things. What's being asked for is his equipping. He says, equip you with every good thing for doing his work. He's asking that we are given from God every good thing that we can do the work that he calls us to do. And he also asks that we get his enabling to do the work. So he gives us the tools, and through the Holy Spirit, he allows us and gives us the strength and wisdom to be able to do what he calls us to do, so that we can please him for his glory. He's given us everything, but we must respond and use all those things he's given us. That's our part. So in a few moments, when the service ends, we're going to pray in reverence and awe that through his peace, through his eternal covenant, that through our great shepherd, he will equip and enable us to please him. Why? All for the glory of Jesus. So let's finish with singing with all our heart, soul, and mind, with great reverence and great awe in the God we serve.